So for those that you don't know me, I'm Donnie. I stand up only for one thing, for reverence for God, not any other reason, but to stand for God. Amen?
Amen?
All right, let me ask you a question. How many of you have a tradition? Oh, look at there. So as I was sitting here just now, God was like, do you realize, and I just started this tradition this year. My family and I, we do the traditional lights, the lighting downtown. I'm blessed to have my son do it for the second year with me. And, you know, we go downtown and fight all them thousands of people, you know, and try to get as close we can to the lights and watch all the stuff. We go, ooh, ah, you know, and all that good stuff. But the reason I really go is because they have cookies and chocolate milk at the city center. But it's a tradition. My 14 and I have a tradition. We go and get our Christmas tree. It's our tradition. That's what we do. We go and pick our Christmas tree. A little caveat to that one this year is there was a tree over in front of the price tag. You should move the trees from in front of the price tag, because when you get up to pay for them, they are a lot more expensive than the other price tag. So that's a teachable. I give you that one for free, dude. Don't even worry about that one. It's gorgeous. Yeah, gorgeous. But anyway, so the traditions. We traditionally go carol at the Allen County Jail. All my disciples from the Dream Center were in Allen County Jail this year. It's starting a tradition. Did you realize in the book or the Bible in the New Testament, Luke has 24 chapters to it? I started a new tradition this year with, on the 1st of December, reading the first chapter of Luke. Have you ever really wondered the story of Jesus' birth? Have you ever wondered the story of the growing in his ministry? Did you ever wonder just how much he loved you when he died on that cross? Well, if you read one chapter a day till Christmas Eve is the 24th, you will know the rest of the story. So I lay that on you to do. Us daddies, we need to start doing that with our children. Us husbands, we need to start doing that for our wives. Us single moms, we need to start doing that with people we love. Because if you really don't know who Jesus is, by the time you've read 24 chapters, one a day, you will. But something caught me, and I wondered which one of us is this guy and which one of us is that guy. In Luke chapter 23, it said, one of the criminals, okay, wait, I got to back up a little bit. If you are the King of Jews, save yourself. A sign was fastened above it, which read these words, this is the King of the Jews. Now, there was three crosses, Jesus, the good guy, the bad guy. That's how I used to always learn it. One of the criminals hanging beside him scoffed. So, you're the Messiah, are you? Prove it by saving yourself and us. Two, while you're at it, but check this out. But the other criminal, they're both criminals, protested, don't you fear God even when you have been sentenced to die? We deserve to die for our crimes, but this man hasn't done anything wrong. Then that criminal said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus replied, I assure you, today you will be with me in paradise. It's biblical. Jesus said that. And the only reason I brought that up, it wasn't even in what I was going to speak about tonight, but which one are you? Which one are you? Are you standing up there on that cross next to Jesus and going, dude, you can save us or this or that or the other or whatever your excuses are in life? I'm just an addict. I'm just an alcoholic. I'm just a thief. You can't change nothing. You could do all that. Help me out. Are you the one on the other side saying, dude, I believe you. I want to be with you. 1 Thessalonians 2, chapter 12 says, we pleaded with you, encouraged you, and urged you to live your lives in a way that God would consider worthy. For he called you to share in his kingdom and glory. You're called. I was at drug court today for graduation. 22 brothers and sisters walked up there, and there was a line of, man, there was some, from lawyers to judges to drug team to counselors to everybody, blowing center, you know, the whole line. And each person that received their plaque got recognized. That might have gave you some encouragement today. But where's your encouragement for your eternity? Are you really just going to take your plaque and go back to the dope game? Are you really going to go back to the killing, stealing, robbing, perverting, or destroying? Or do you really have something else that God wants you to do? Brothers and sisters, I'm only 13 years in sobriety. 13 years. That ain't nothing. That ain't nothing. But how do I do it? I learned how to listen to Jesus. And I had mentors. I had people of integrity in my life. I have people that love me enough to tell me when I need to sit down and shut up and listen. But are you taking offense to it when they do? Or are you saying, wow, there's something I really need to listen and hear? 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 7 says, so we have been greatly encouraged in the midst of our troubles and sufferings. Dear brothers and sisters, because you have remained strong in your faith. But do you know Jesus? Or is it just really comfortable when we walk around here telling them about our church and we haven't even walked in the doorway of our church in months? When is the last time you got on knee mail instead of email? When's the last time you looked at how many hours you've been on screen time for Facebook this week? But how many hours have you invested in your recovery this week? So I said, okay, God, you gave me this thing. I'm going to ask you guys, how many go to AA or NA? How many go to Celebrate Recovery? Aha! I brought you something. Celebrate Recovery is a 12-step biblical comparisons. Do you know what that means? That means we admitted we were powerless over our addiction and our lives had become unmanageable. I know that nothing good lives in me that is in my sinful nature. But there's a biblical part to that. Romans 7:18, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. Uh-oh. What do you believe in more, the secular side of that or the scriptural side of that? This is called faith-based mentoring. Are we truly mentoring you in the way that God is with the 12 steps? Everybody knows what the 12 steps of recovery is, especially if you're in drug court or hope court or restoration court or vet court or whatever court you're in. Number two, we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Aha. Philippians 2:13 states this. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. Wow. Number three, we made a decision to turn our lives and our wills over to the care of God. What's that mean? Romans 12 will tell you. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Did you realize that? You ain't called to be a failure. You are called to build yourselves up so soon as you walk outside these buildings, you know what you need to do what's right. 31 years ago, I didn't have this dude in my life. 31 years, I did not have my family in my life because I was so strung out on dope. I did more time in the penitentiary system than probably all you dudes combined in this room, except Lyle. Him and I was on the running path. I'd be like, high five, dog, you got it, I'm going out. But all realness, you get a 25 to life bit. You stand up there and get 104 years. And you don't believe in God? I'm standing here, dude, you know I don't look 160 maybe. Oh, that's what I am, but I ain't 104. Number four, we made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Brothers and sisters, you ought to be doing that every day. Every day. Let us examine our ways and test them. And let us return to the Lord. Lamentations 3:40. Brothers, every day, my boys, and I love my guys, man. I love everyone that I've had a chance to touch in their lives. I'm just going to tell you, my Dream Center boys are knocking you out of the park. You know why I say that? These dudes get up every morning and devote themselves to the Word of God. Every morning. And they're led by that character right over there named Doug. Amen. Amen. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I don't even have to go in my office anymore or go into my house anymore. I just got to look at Doug and say, how's it going? Why? Because I got men building their integrity. I dropped them all the other day out of the blue, sitting there having a house meeting. And as I looked, wrapped up in prayer, I go, oh, guess what? We're going to pee together. Yay, family that prees together, agrees together. But my brother back there that's 7 to 10 days clean or in the program dropped clean. My knuckleheaded brother right here, which I love him, he's my prodigal, dropped clean. All my other guys led by example and dropped clean. You tell me a recovery house right now happening that'll happen every day after 1 week. 1 week. Now, they have longevity, and they got me beat in some of those. But we just started. We just started. But you guys are doing it. And it's not because of me. It's not because of me. It's because of that dude up there named Jesus Christ. If you pull Jesus out of recovery, you won't recover. You will not recover. Number five, we admitted to God, to ourselves and another human being, the exact nature of our wrongs. Did you? Did you? James 5:16 says, therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other that you may be healed. These dudes pray together. You guys pray. So the mentors in here, they pray with their disciples. The Lyles, the Marvins, Tyler, you guys know. We pray for you guys because this is called faith based mentoring. You don't like it? Take it up with Jesus. How many years ago did you bring this up? 15 years ago when y'all were praying over a pond of what souls would be saved by through their obedience? You guys are our next generation. We want to leave a legacy, dude. We don't want our name on no plaque that says this was the Mick and Bob and Gonzalez house of whatever. They want to say, this train was bound for glory. Or airplane in heaven, because Bob's a pilot. Number six, we were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Are you? Or are you just being a character? Uh-oh. How many times do you think you're going to fool Fran Gull? And let me get a couple of amens. How many times have you even tried to fool Fran Gull? Yeah, amen. I love you, Christian. You're my boy. Bottom line is, you cannot fool these people. I seen a line of them up there in the courtroom today. I bet you there was 25 of them. And if you fooled one, the next one's going to get you. Yeah, give them some amen. Y'all know, next one's going to get you. You might not, you already know. Don't make me preach. Humble yourselves before the Lord and He will lift you up. God, I'm a sinner, dude. Help me. I broke my trust in my wife. Help me. I relapsed, Lord, but you saved me from death, but help me. You know what I hear the most? From the community corrections and the parole department, all they had to do is tell me the truth. Woo-wee! Fran Gull, stand up there and yell. And I was one of them, don't take me wrong. I'm not calling the kettle anything other than the way it is. I did the same thing. She say, you think this is my first rodeo? I'm like, oh God, I better tell the truth. Better tell the truth. Didn't tell the truth. Guess where I went? 415 South Calhoun Street. Yeah, baby. Old A, old B, or old C. I never made it to D. Woo! Number seven, we humbly asked him to remove all our shortcomings. Did you? Being an addict, we like that rush. I can get more done if I'm on some meth. I got this going on. The light bulbs burned out in the front of the car. You started working on the taillight. Where's that make sense? Where's that make sense? Then when you got up into the middle of the car, you started removing the seats because you think you can get to the headlight. Come on, dog. Somebody's going to know you're high. It's you. You ain't fooling nobody. Looking dumb. At 40 below outside, the window down, you like a dog. Yeah, dude, you're overheated. You got to stop. You ready? If we confess our sins, He is faithful and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. He will. The courts will set your butt down. And you get on the phone. Baby, put some money on my books. Well, babe, there's no Pampers. I don't care. I need my own. Shut up. Why weren't you out there working, making that money for the Pampers? Come on. Get an amen or I'll be here till 10. Woo! Number eight. We made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Uh-oh. I owed that dude a big apology for bailing on him as a daddy. For ditching him in his life when he needed me the most. And I had to take him and man up and say, son, will you forgive me? Have you done that? Come on. Have you done that? If you ain't, you'll never have them sitting in a meeting with you. You'll never have them over for dinner at your house. You'll never make a Christmas as a family. You never will. And that'll always cause you to fall. Satan will use that to kill you, steal you, rob you, pervert you, and destroy you. Suck it up, buttercup. Make the amends. Best thing I ever did. Last year and last October, I didn't know how many grandkids I had, if I had any. This Christmas, oh, Lord, have mercy. I got 9 of them. Woo! Woo! I said, Lord, can they all get a Dairy Queen token for Christmas? They ain't going out that way. They're like, come here, Gramps. Number eight, we made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Ready? Do to others as you would have them do to you. They didn't make an apology to me. Are you kidding? Who didn't you make an apology to? Don't look at the speck in another brother or sister's eyes when you got a log in your own. Ain't happening. Number 9, we made a direct amends to such people wherever possible, except where to do so would injure them or others. Some of you got restraining orders. I do not suggest you violate them. I really don't. I watched her do that one day. She don't play on that one. Therefore, you notice how there's therefore? That means do it. If you are offering your gift at the altar and then remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother. Then come and offer your gift. Matthew 5:23-24. Biblical. And you thought AA was the way? It might be to someone. Not at faith-based mentoring. It is not the way. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the light. And I won't back down, sit down, shut up, or walk away without letting you know how I make it. Number 10, we continued to take personal inventory when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. My wife asked me one day, she said, how do I look in this? And I said, how she looked in that. And she said something to the effect of, you're the most brutally honest man I know. But I didn't lie to her. But your probation officer will ask you, how are you doing? And if you're struggling, that's your first lifeline right there. Your mentors, you should be able to talk to them. How you doing, bro? And you build a relationship. Truth and trust out of every single thing you do. You will not fall if you have a mentor that will hold you to the highest standards because he loves you and cares for you.
That's right.
So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you do not fall. 1 Corinthians 10:12. Number 11, you almost done? Whee, man, I got a couple more hours. Don't worry. Why y'all laughing, dude? Y'all. Woo! Number 11, we sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. You got to know the words, family. How many of you knew there was 24 verses, chapters in the book of Luke? Look at there, 3 out of 4. Something like that. Yeah, cheater. But the point is, I can guarantee there's some things in your life you know so well that you could tell how many chapters are in that book. Family, I ain't taking you to heaven. I hate to tell you, I hate to burst your bubble, but if you don't know this, the Word of God, if you don't know the Word of God and His love for you, you'll be the one hanging on the other side of that cross, not the one joining Him in eternity. All right, number 12. Having had a spiritual experience as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to others and practice this principle in all our affairs. Check this one out. I love this one. Accountability. That's what I like about this one. Brothers. And we'll go sisters too, because I love you girls. If someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore them gently. But watch yourself, or you also may be tempted. Galatians 6:11. Check this out. Brothers, I send them out two at a time. You go to talk to another brother that's a disciple or a believer, that's one thing. But if you go to talk to a non-believer that's struggling with addiction, you take someone with you. You take another person with you. Talking to another brother here tonight, and he was placed in that situation. All by himself, someone else decided to use. But that brother walked away. But it was hard. But he did it. But how much better and more integrity will you have if two of you were there when that brother does something, or you're confronting that brother? God sent them out two by two. So go out two by two. Amen?
Amen.
And we'll, man, there's a whole nother story here, but I won't bore you with it. My point tonight is this. Listen, listen, love, love. Listen, listen, love, love. Our wives hurt. They don't want us to fix them. They want us to listen to their hurt. Our children need love from their daddies and from their moms. They don't need you to buy them a Nintendo or whatever, Atari, whatever. I don't even know. PlayStation 2. Okay, way out again. You get the point. They need your attention. They need you involved in their lives. I sat with a millionaire this morning. No, not bragging on nothing, at Sweetwater. I sat there, boom, having conversation with this person. And she goes, you know what? Here's where I need help. And we started talking about these kids, a 14-year-old girl and a 16-year-old little girl, hers. But they thought money bought everything. And they were in the dope gang. I said, when was the last time you've taken your child and listened and loved on them? And she said, well, I have blah, blah, blah that I'm doing. I said, then you'll never reach them. You'll never reach them. Nobody in this room or outside of this room cares how much I know till they know how much I care. Amen. Period. So brothers and sisters, it's Christmas time. It's not about the dollar. I have a drawer full of letters from my children that they write me every Christmas because I don't want a gift. I want to know your heart. And I can look at those over the years and watch the maturity of my child. I have a 24-year-old baby that I'm marrying January 5th. She's a pure virgin girl. Went to Southside High School, went through dance, went to IPFW, now a Fort Wayne Community School teacher. She had never been kissed till last year by her first boyfriend. Why? Because I was there for him. You can't change 5 minutes ago, but let me tell you right now, family, you can change 5 minutes from now. I say it year or every time I'm done, that exit sign should be saying entrance. Go make a difference in the world. Let the next person that sees you see a person of integrity, love, grace, hope, and the love of Jesus. Amen?